A guten Erev Shabbos. We are celebrating today 1 year of recorded Shiurim. Exactly 1 year ago, we began to record the Shiurim on Avtaira, right when the lockdown in Eretz Yisrael began and the shul was closed. It was Parshas Vayikra. I think that the shiur itself has been going for about 20 years or so in the Gra, but it's 1 full year of online shiurim. And I'd like to point out that the title of this week's shiur is This Should Have Been Last Year's Shiur. No charata chas hashem on last year's shiur, but the topic of this shiur, l'chayr, will be appropriate. The topic of this year would have been very appropriate for last year, right when the lockdown began. And I think it will become clear as we give the share why I say that. And at least now, I hope in Mirat Hashem to be inspired from the share. Maybe others will be inspired also when similar situations arrive in life. And we could actually reflect on this past year as we hear the share. So in today's Haftarah, Parshas Vayikra, though I do know that there is a machlokes a bit which Haftarah is read today. Some people read the Haftarah of Shabbos HaGadol this Shabbos, but the prevalent minig is to do the Shabbos HaGadol Haftarah next Shabbos, right before Pesach. So in the Vayikra Haftarah, it says, Koy Amar Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks, Who is Hashem? Oisecha v'yoytzercha mibeten. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who was Yotzer you, and he made you from the beten, from the womb, from the stomach. Yazreka, he will help you. Now, this is still leading up to the main part of the shir, just explaining these words. The Malam explains very beautifully. Oisecha is, and Yotzer is actually out of order, the Malam says. Oisecha is someone who's oisah something is finishing a product. Yotzer is to design a product. So Yotzer is usually first, designing a product. And oisah is to finish it up. So Hashem says, first he says, Oisecha, Kareem Hashem, Oisecha, I finished you. I brought you into the world. I made you perfect. But I didn't just finish you. I was there with you from the beginning. You might not remember. You might not be aware of this. You weren't even aware that you were being coming into existence. But I was Yotzer you, mibeten, before I was oisah you. I was there from way back. I was there from stage one, so you know that I brought you into this world, hopefully. But I was there even before then, in the early stages. That's why it says, first Yitzhakha, what you're aware of, and Yitzhakha, from even before. Like by matzah baking, there's the Geimer, there's the glass guy, the thinner, he makes the matzahs extra thin. So Hashem says, the matzahs are thinner. I'm there from stage one, I asked the one who mixed the water, actually created the water and the flour, everything for the matzahs. Mibeten, from when you were originally created. Well, just interrupt for a moment and say that the Eben Ezra and the Radak and the Bar Benel go in this Mahalach say this is actually referring to Yaakov Avinu also when he was created in his mother's womb. We'll get back and soon exactly how this Beten fits in. And what does Hashem say? Yaazreka. I will continue to help you. So we had Oisecha is present. Yotzercha, I formed you in the past. Yaazreka, I will help you in the future. And therefore, here's the theme of today's Haftarah. Al Tira Avdi Yaakov, my servant Yaakov, fear not. Vishurun v'charti voy, and you, Klal Yisrael, Yishurun Yisrael, I chose you. This pasuk is actually the place can point out, and Parsha on the Siddur point out this is the source for that which in the Siddur in the morning you say, Karasa Ashma Yisrael v'Yishurun. Before Pesuk Yizimra and Kervanis, you say Hakadosh Baruch Hu called Klal Yisrael Yisrael and Yishurun. Where is Klal Yisrael called Yishurun in this pasuk? Why are Klal Yisrael called Yishurun? So the Radak says everybody knows that Klal Yisrael's name is Yishurun because Yashar Bein Amim. They're the most straight of all the nations, Yishurun. So we want to speak about this Al Tira Avdi Yaakov. Don't be scared. And again, there are many times when things frighten us in our lives. Many people were frightened exactly 1 year ago. And this would have been very good chizik. It was the Haftira, right when the lockdown in Eretz Yisrael began. The Navi says, Al Tira Avdi Yaakov, I think it's twice the Navi, once in Yirmiyah and here in Yeshayah. Al Tira Avliyakis. So we'd like to say a few things in Pshat, and then we'll go over to the Zmiris of Mitzvah Shabbos. So Rashi says, Al Tira Avliyakis. Rashi explains, if you do tshuva, you come back to my Torah, don't have to be scared. You might have been off. You might not have been acting the way you're supposed to. But Hashem says, don't be worried about it. Don't be scared. It's okay if you misbehave. Just come back, step back up to the plate, and I'll be happy to have you back on the team. You said first, the Malm says, you said already, I've been there, I'm there all the time for you, I'm there now, I was there in the past, I'll be there with you in the future. So what are you so worried about? Just do tshuva, says Rashi. And the Malm says, this is also speaking about Yitzhak Mitzrayim. We were like, you were suffering so much in time. Hashem says, I brought you to Mitzrayim. The whole thing was planned by me. I'll be with you in the future. Al Tira Avdi Yaakov. Nothing to be scared about. The Yalkut Mi'amloyes brings a beautiful pshat. He says, as Baruch Hu says, that you continue to serve me. You have continued to serve me throughout the Golus. You never gave up on me, Yaakov. Yaakov, Klal Yisrael, you continue to remain faithful to me. Avdi, you continue to be Oyve, to serve me, to worship me, to do Avayis Hashem. Al Tira, Avdi Yaakov. Because just like I see you continue to serve me, I will stay faithful to you. The Yeshua and Vacharti Boy. Vacharti Boy, I'll continue to choose in you. So you remain, you stay with me, and I'll stay with you. There's nothing to be scared. We're on the same team. We're going to pull through together. Yaakov Emlei says something else very interesting. He says, it's a zilzal. It's embarrassing for the Adon if his Eved walks around scared. Hashem says, you're my Eved. I'm with you. You're on my team. Hashem is nothing ever to be scared about, obviously. Hashem's creator, Hashem is Hashem. There's nothing to be scared about. And since you're my Eved, don't be scared. Just stick with Hashem. And you have nothing to be scared about. And I chose you. The Yeshua and Bechartiv, I said, Bechal, why are you scared? So first of all, you're with Hashem. Beside Hashem, don't be scared. And beside yourselves, the Yeshua and Bechartiv, I chose you. Why should you be scared? The Medrash, Psikta, says, Psikta Rav Gana says, that when Yaakov Avinu was going up the ladder, I was having a dream about the ladder. He saw the Malachim Olam V'Yardim Bo. So there was, according to the Medrash Rabbah, it was a remez to the different gullies which Klal Yisrael would go through. The Malachim was the Tsar of Edom, the Tsar of Bavel, the Tsar, different Tsar, the Tsar of Yavon, and the Tsar of the present gullies of Edom seemed so frightening. The Yaakov didn't know how Klal Yisrael was going to cope with it. And the Medrash HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Al Tira Avdi Yaakov. Don't be scared. Because Baruch Hu says, even when things seem endless, there's no way out. And how are we going to work this out? How are we going to manage? Hashem says, don't be scared. I love you. I'm with you. Avdi Yaakov. Be sure and Mekhati that I chose you. You have nothing to be scared about. The Al Shech HaKadosh. And very, very similarly, the Bina Le'itim. In Drush Mandalas. Say that there is a theory by the Goyim, the Ovdei Umos HaOlam. They have this theory, this Shita, this Torah, Chmon Litzlan, this nonsense which they propagate, which if that's the right word, which says that the Jewish people, Chmon Litzlan, are not the real Israelites anymore, and the new Jews are the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Hashem discarded us and took them instead. That's this theory which they say. So they study the Bible and say, yeah, we're continuing the two. Even though it says so many times that we're never going to be switched, Hashem made us true, He's not going to switch us. But this Pasuk is actually saying, don't be scared of that. Al Tira Avdi Yaakov. I'm never going to switch you. The Yeshua and Bechartiv, here is a promise from Hashem to never swap us. And then look, the Bina Le'itim says, in Pasuk 8, 3 Pesukim later, it says, Ze Yoimar LaHashem Ani. Because this guy says, I belong to God. He calls himself the new Jacob. He writes his hand to Yudke Bavke. He says, I belong to J dash something, whatever, a book club. He says, I call myself Israel. I am the new Israel. No. Don't worry. Al Tira Avdi Yaakov. I'm never going to switch you, never swap you for anybody else. No fear. Hashem is never giving up on us. I was echet to hear once from Yankel Galinsky. He said, he brought down that the Kamainim, I think it was in his own vart, from Kamainim, say, why is Rabbeinu Gershom Ma'or HaGoyla famous Rabbeinu Gershom, one of Rashi's Rebbeim, if I'm not mistaken, Pirush at the side of many Masechtas. Why is he called Rabbeinu Gershom Ma'or Hagoyla, the light of the diaspora? Why the light? So he says that the Rambam, who lived after Rabbeinu Gershom, a while later, the Rambam writes, Nigeres Hashmat, that there were two terrible things which the Goyim were publicizing, which were machshich a name she Yisrael, which darkened the eye of the Jewish people. There was two theories which the Goyim said. One was how Hashem swapped Klai Yisrael and took new nation to be there, to be his people. And sometimes it seems like that. You see Goyim being matzliach, the Rashas being matzliach, and Klai Yisrael having a hard time. The Ovdei Hashem having a hard time. That was one theory, that we were swapped. Another theory, the Rambam says, that the Goyim were trying to publicize, to convince people to become Christians or whatever, was that maybe Hashem didn't throw you away, but he took a second wife. He took the Goyim also. So Rabbi Yonkel Glinsky said, Rabbeinu Gershom, we know, made a bunch of takanis, and two of his most famous takanis are, is that a man is not allowed to take a second wife. Another one of his takanis was a man is not allowed to divorce his wife against her will. Midaraisa, it works, but Rabbeinu Gershom mastered it. So he says, so therefore, when he made this takanis, it reminded Klai Yisrael that Hashem would never take a second wife, and Hashem would never just throw us away against our will. And that's why, whereas the Rambam said that these gezeiros, these decrees, these proclamations, these theories of the Goyim, darken the eyes of Klai Yisrael, Choshchoi Neim Yisrael, Rabbeinu Gershom, through his takanis, through his cherem, through his bands, was Meir Eini Yisrael. He brought light to our eyes and hope. And that's why he's called Rabbeinu Gershom Ma'or HaGoyla. So again, this is according to the Al-Shech and the Bina Le'itim, Al-Tira Avdi Yaakov. Don't be scared, Avdi Yaakov. Hashem says, I'm never going to switch you, never going to get rid of you. You're the ones who I want to be with. Now, let's go to Maitzei Shabbos. Maitzei Shabbos, in everybody's sitter, right after the story of Ish Chassid, before the Pizmon of Eliyahu HaNavi, is printed a Pizmon, a piyut, to sing Maitzei Shabbos, called Al Tira Abdi Yaakov, which the earliest I was able to trace, I didn't work that hard on it, was in Machzor Vitri, Rabbeinu Simcha Talmud of Rashi, mentions, to say it, Maitzei Shabbos, when it falls on Reish Chodesh. Very interesting. To say it on Zemiris, everybody sings it, who sings it every week, not after Maitzei Shabbos, when it falls on Reish Chodesh, like last Maitzei Shabbos. But that's what Master Vitri says, and Lukuti Ma'arich says that he must hold, like the Bach, you have Kiddush Levana, who explains that Levana, Reish Chodesh is very connected to Yaakov Avinu, and the Panim of Yaakov Avinu, in a Kabbalistic way, is related to the Levana. So if so, he says that's why Altira Avdi Yaakov would be very appropriate dafka for Maitzei Shabbos Chalis B'Rosh Chodesh. But it's printed in the Siddur, and it's a meaning by many people to sing it every Maitzei Shabbos. And we're going to speak a little bit about this. Actually, it's even a meaning by seeing by the Talmidei HaGra, because the Gra in Maaser Rav has a whole tumult on the stanza which begins with the words Schar Zayis LeYaakov, what the right Gersa should be. And the new Maaser Rav has Populim and Populim, you know, why the Goyim wanted it to be like this, why we didn't want it to be changed this way or that way. So there is a lot of chashivas to this piece. So much of the Sefer called Takonis V'Tfilis on Eitra Achachma, I found. He has a whole complicated theory, I'm not convinced, but he has a theory that maybe was actually written by Rabbi Yochanan from the Gemara. He has a couple of proofs. So it's a very, very Kadman, he said, but he showed us from the time of Machzor Vitri already brings it, that it was a pizmon called Amar Hashem LeYaakov Al Tira Av Yaakov. How does this pizmon work? You can look in your sitter. There are 22 lines, just like the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, and it goes through an Aleph Beis order from Aleph to Taf, and every time it begins with a couple of words, somewhere in Tanakh, where it says something about Yaakov Avinu or Klal Yisrael being called Yaakov, and then it just finishes always, Al Tira Avdi Yaakov, Yaakov, don't be scared. Starting from Amar Hashem LeYaakov, finishing off with Titei Nemes LeYaakov, Al Tira Avdi Yaakov. So, what is the reason to sing this, Maitzei Shabbos? So, just on a very simple level, Shabbos was Me'ilam Haba. Shabbos, we left our worries behind. Alachte Yasuya. Nothing, no fears, nothing to worry about. And then, Ma'ite Shabbos, you gotta go back to what people call in the vernacular, the real world. And you gotta go back to that world. It's frightful, it's scary. The Neshami Seira leaves. So, we sing the song, remind yourselves of this Avtocha from Yeshaya and Yirmiyah, Al Tira Avdi Yachid. There is, beautiful in Likutei Torah from the Baal HaTanya in Parshas Balak, who explains, I'll just say the punchline, what's going to get to this Pizman. He says that Shabbos, Klai Yisrael become the Bechin of a Ben. We know the Gemara has a Bechin of the Klai Yisrael when they're Rishayim, if they're Banim or Avadim, Bechin of Tanayim. So he says on Shabbos, we are Banim Takadish Baruch Hu. During the week, when you're doing your work, you're Oyved, then you're an Evet Takadish Baruch Hu. And during the week, we're called Yaakov. And the Shabbos were called Yisrael, the higher Madrega. So Ben, Yisrael, Shabbos. And on, during the week, is Eved, Yaakov, the lower Madrega. Sheshes Me'am Isa. So he says, that's why on Shabbos, there's an Isra Boyer, because we don't have to separate between the Ra and the Taif. We're Kulei Taif. On Shabbos, Kulei Taif. Boyer is Aser. Mighty Shabbos. We're going back to the week. Going back to the maybe frightful week. We're going back to becoming an Eved. We're maybe getting a little bit lower from our Madrega. So we're told, Hashem says, yes, things are frightening. Al tira av Yaakov. I will be with you even on your lower Madrega. When Yaakov Avinu himself is going down to Mitzrayim, and he stopped in Beersheba, he brought Kerbanis, Hashem told him, these words, Al tira Yaakov mirdom Mitzrayim. These words were actually told in Chumash to Yaakov Avinu when he was going down to Madrega. Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. So Hashem says, you're scared, there's going to be, you're having a downer, you read the Letzar Chali, it's okay, I'm going to be with you. Even when you're going down, even when things are black and dark and you don't feel as dark as before. See, by Parshas Vayikra, begin, Leni Bachrim, beginning, Nilalai, beginning Ben Azmanim. Maybe there's a Yerida, or like I said, exactly 1 year, 1 year ago, when we were being kicked out of Shul, Al Tira Avdi Yaakov. Don't be scared. Don't be worried. Now, in this Pizmoin of Mighty Shabbos, which every line finishes with Al Tira Avdi Yaakov, like you said, it goes from Al to Top. So, there was a beautiful, beautiful story that Yisroel and Rajin, he was once, I guess it was by Lava Malkatish, he told the Hasidim, he says, you know what's going on in the song? Amar Hashem li Yaakov, Hashem says to Yaakov, Al Tira Avdi Yaakov. But Yaakov's still scared. Then it says, goes to Beis, Bachar Hashem Yaakov. Hashem says, I chose you. Like it says in this pasuk in Aftar, Bishur and Bachardi Voy. Al Tira Avdi Yaakov, don't be scared. I chose you, you're the one I chose. You don't have to be scared. No, Yaakov is still scared. Gol Hashem is Yaakov, Hashem is redeeming you. Al Tira Avdi Yaakov, and so on. And Yaakov keeps hearing this chizuk, and he keeps on being scared. Says the vision of the only thing which calmed him down is the punchline. Titin Emes Le Yaakov. Al Tira Avdi Yaakov, and then Yaakov has come. Why? Because there is so much falsehood, so much narishkeit, so much hevel, which is washing around, and therefore you can't focus on what Hashem told you. You can't focus on Bachar Hashem Yaakov, Gal Hashem is Yaakov, Vibresh. You can't focus on all the brachas of Yaakov. You can't focus because you're twisted and washed away by so much nonsense. But when you're finally able to look truthfully, be honest, Titan Emes Le Yaakov, then there's no problem. Then you're able to accept the message of Al Tira Avdi Yaakov. That's what the Mishnah said. The Reb Nosson from Breslev, a Talmud of Rabbi Nachman, at the end of Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Hey, and the Kutei Halachas, he says, based on his Rabbi Nachman Breslev, who said a famous, famous line, which is a very famous song of Kol Olam Kulay, Yesher Tzar Ma'ayin, Ve'ikir Lo Lafachik Klal. So he explains, what did my Rebbe mean? He's a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Nachman Breslev. What did he mean? Kol Olam Kulay, Gesher Tzar Ma'ayin. What is the Gesher? So he says, Yaakov Avinu, when he was crossing Mavre Yabok, so the Torah tells us that he took his family and all his stuff, and he crossed over Mavre Yabok. And Rashi says, what did he do? He made himself like a gesher, like a bridge, and he brought stuff over from one side to the other. I guess it would be like a crane. He lifted the stuff on one side of the river, moved it to the other side. The Masnun says, my Rebbe taught that this gesher that Yaakov Avinu was Yaakov's Midah, teaching Emes Yaakov. How did Yaakov teach his family to survive and get across all difficulties, all rivers, all challenges, with the means of emes. Just look for what the truth is. Stop draining, stop fooling yourself, stop, what does he say, what did she say, or what did they say, what's going to happen? Just look for the simple truth. And that is the gesher tzara ma'ay. You got everything. So this fits mamish into the story that we just said. Amar Hashem Yaakov, so many things aren't calming you down. But there's one thing that could really calm you down. Titan emes Yaakov. Then, al tira av Yaakov. Yaakov, you know, went through so much tzaras himself. And we go with Mighty Shabbos is a dark time, beginning when we begin Havdalah with Nine Kal Yishalasi Eftach Velay Evchad. Because you might be scared when you're going to Mighty Shabbos. It's hard to leave Shabbos and go back to the world. The Shami Seir leaves. So we say, no, don't be worried. Al Tira Avdi Yaakov. This is what we sing, remembering how Yaakov is saved from every tzara. This is a chizik as we go out into the world, Mighty Shabbos. Like I said earlier, the Eben Ezra, and the Radak and the Barbanel go with this Mahalach. It says that when it says in the Pasuk that Yitzarcha Vabetan, and it created you in the stomach, is referring to when you were in the stomach, Rivka's stomach, womb, together with Esav, I gave you the understanding to grab onto Esav's heel. So when Esav was going out, Yadei Yechezes Ba'akev Esav, I gave you that Koyach, and I'm going to give you the Koyach to keep on, anytime something tries to slip out of your grasp, you might lose something. Someone seems to be overpowering you, winning you. I'm going to give you the koyach to pull through every single time. So these words, Al Tira Avdi Yaakov, which actually they bring down also Al Tira Miradam Mitzrayim. Al Tira Mida is actually Rashi Tevis MS also. When Hashem was told Yaakov, you know, Al Tira Miradam Mitzrayim is Rashi Tevis MS. This is an amazing, amazing message of never be scared. Don't be scared if the Goyim are spreading false rumors about Klal Yisrael. Don't be scared if non-religious people are saying how religious people are incompetent, losers, not successful. No, we're doing the real thing. Stay with the truth. Focus on the truth, and you'll see how we have the right path. Just go back into truth. It doesn't matter how much you've fallen. It doesn't matter where you've slipped. It doesn't matter how frightening the Golus looks. Al Tira Avdi Yaakov. There's nothing to be scared of. Stay with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Stay with His Torah. Realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose you. You're an Eved of Hashem. Hashem says, you've been faithful to me throughout the Golus. I will stay with you. I am never, ever leaving you. Al Tira Avdi Yaakov.